Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sunday Messages. I hope you're all enjoying this transitional week into the new year, this portal that we have going on here. And let's see here. Let me start with housekeeping, just so you all know. First of all, Astral Playground is a smash hit. It is so much fun. I am getting the most awesome testimonials about it. I just added them to my website. It's a freaking blast. It is so much fun. I highly recommend that you come to the Astral Playground. You're with me every week. We do a daydreaming session. So this actively triggers emotions in your body. And this is what we want to do in order to manifest, right? So we spend time together conjuring the vibe, if you will. So we want the emotions to circulate throughout your body in order to create the desired experience. And people are getting crazy good results. It's awesome. It might be one of my favorite things I've ever created that we're doing on a regular basis. Check it out. It's super fun. It's $30 a month. It's like a no-brainer, considering this is the exact thing that creates your reality. So it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. I can go on and on about it. The second thing that I want to let you know is that the module everyone has been waiting for in Slut Magic is finally coming. Holy Plastic. Holy Plastic, the body modification module that everyone has been salivating over, will be taking place January 6th. So next Friday, or if you're listening to this on Sunday, this coming Friday is when that module is going to be taking place. So this is the meat and potatoes of body modification. And I strongly recommend that you come live so you can ask your questions, or that you get in before I do the next Q&A, so that, you know, it's fresh, it's while I'm teaching the material, it's while you're in the midst of it, you know, all of that good stuff. It's going to be more active as you're going through it live. So if you've been interested in that, I strongly recommend that you get in this week. There's a ton of material there already, but if body modification has been the thing you've been most excited by, I'm doing the big module for that this coming Friday. The next thing, we have the Ascent Masterclass coming up this week. It's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be free for a limited time. You guys know how I do things. If you want to come live, sign up for it. Otherwise, you will be able to watch the replays on YouTube for a limited time. You guys know I put it up on my channel. It'll be there for you. The next thing I'm really excited about is the mental mold workshop that I'm doing for everyone inside Money Magic. Mental mold is an activity. It's a tool that I teach in the first module of Money Magic. And so what we're going to be doing during the mental mold workshop that's going to be taking place on January 10th, just so you know, is we're going to get together and do nothing but mental mold. So it's a workshop. We're coming into that space to do some work. We're actively going to be doing mental mold. And so if there's anything that you're stuck on, anything that you want to work out by doing mental mold, of course, it's going to be money or money adjacent. But if you want to actively do some work with me on that, get into Money Magic. It's 10 out of 10. Okay. So that's the other thing that people have been sharing, like just the wildest results with me has been a result of doing a lot of mental mold. So if you're into that, if that's something that you want to do, you want to actively workshop with me, use this tool, really, really, really get good at using this tool. I said, let's do a mental mold workshop. So that's what we're doing. That's a Money Magic exclusive. So all of the links to all the things and the stuff will be in the description box. Okay. So that is what we have going on here. Let's Let's dive into collective prayer. I'm going to tune in and see what you all are needing, wanting, desiring, what's alive for the collective. I am in full agreement for clarity and harmony as you are in the midst of the new year energy. I'm in full agreement for you to clearly have a vision for yourself that is pulling you forward into 2023. I'm in full agreement for you to look at the year ahead and all of the goals and all of the things that you are wanting to accomplish as being easy, no-brainers. I am in full agreement for your well-being. I'm in full agreement for you to become practiced at the desired outcome. I'm in full agreement for you to be gentle on yourself, for you to hold conviction and being gentle on yourself at the same time, knowing that you can have it, knowing that you can achieve it, knowing you get to experience that level of success, and for you to do it in a sustainable way, for you to feel into it in a sustainable way. I am in full agreement for you to not only take pleasure in the unfolding experience that you're having, but I'm also in full agreement for you to expedite the process. I'm in full agreement for you to get good at shifting quickly. I'm in full agreement for you to get good at moving into desired feeling states, moving into those clear spaces within your being, and for that to feel natural to you. Full agreement for that. Full agreement for 2023 to be your best year yet. Full agreement for that. Okay, so I have a celebration for Brandon. I love you so much. I am going to nitpick this because it will be good for you and it'll be good for everyone who is listening, because I have things to say about the energetics of how you shared this. And I'm going to do some refinement with you because I feel like that's of service in this moment. Okay, so here I'm going to read the whole thing and then I'm going to explain the energetics of how to shift this, okay? So it says, for about 6 months, my finances have been a mess because my roommate, who I'm legally bound to on a lease, hasn't paid a single bill on time due to whatever addiction and mess he's in the throes of. I went to finance a MacBook and was denied because my credit was shit. I asked Sky Daddy for help getting a MacBook so I could finish my coding boot camp and get the big boy job with a great salary so I could make my way to financial freedom and stability. I was telling a family friend about it on Christmas, and she had a perfectly good MacBook that she doesn't use because her job bought her a brand new one and she just gave it to me. So I just wanted to celebrate with everyone on the first step in the right direction. Also, I was in group 2 on the Cosmic Weather 2023 Tarot Poll, and I'm here for a quick radical upgrade. Speaking of, if you want to go fast, you have to stop talking and telling the story of the drama. Okay, and this is something that is really good for everyone to take note of. As you are telling the story of the drama, the roommate drama, the credit drama, the finance drama, all of those pieces of the telenovela, nip it. The story that you want to tell in order to go fast is, I desired a MacBook and I got it for free. Can you feel the difference in that? The difference between, let me preface my win with all of this drama and all of this justification and all of this explanation of all of these problems, which activates drama. And instead, desired a MacBook, got one for free. That's how you go fast, is when you tell yourself the story of how easy and fast it was. The story of you wanted this thing, and not only did you get the desire, you got it for free. It was literally placed in your hand. It was given here on a silver platter. Those are the things that you want to activate. And this is something that I talk with people about a lot in my personal life, is if you are spending a lot of time in the dramas, the dramatic aspects of things, that is not going to be helpful for you in the long term. So I know you sent me a message on Instagram too, where you were like, I know it doesn't sound like a celebration in the beginning, but this is why I'm bringing this up, because it's like, if you can practice just saying over and over and over, telling the story over and over and over of this was so freaking easy. Wanted it, got it. Wanted it, got it. It's like that Ariana Grande song, you know, Seven Rings. That's the vibe. I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. Anchor this in. Like, just let it be that easy. And the other thing that I want to shift, when you're saying, okay, let me go back to the part. So I can finish my boot camp, so I can get the job, so I can get the great salary, so that I can get the financial freedom and stability. No, my friend. No. That is not how you want to approach it, because if you are in the energy of financial hardship, it does not matter what job you get. If you're dragging that around with you, all of those conditions of financial hardship, this is bothering me, then you're just dragging that around with you. That's the simplest way I can put it. And so you will bring that hardship into things. This is why I'm saying clean up the drama. Like, zip it. Zip it about the things that either make it hard or the circumstances that are displeasing or putting 50 barriers between you and the money. Don't put all of those barriers, don't put all of those conditions and cluttering up the money. Just the money gets to come to you because the money gets to come to you. Again, feel the difference. You get to make money because. It doesn't matter what job you work, you just get to make a lot of money. And if this job happens to be an avenue in which money comes in a way that feels better to you, rad, awesome. But don't make all of these conditions necessary steps. They're not. Money is unconditional. You get to make money because you do. You get to be financially free because you can feel into that level of freedom. That's where you want to go. That way you're not waiting for the money, right? You're waiting for the conditions that you're associating with the receiving of money. Just skip to the receiving part. Skip the drama. Skip the steps. Skip. Move over into that state of I'm there. Go there often. Play there often. Skip the human stuff. And that will make this go faster. So, all of this to say, congratulations on, Of course, getting the laptop for free. Of course, things unfolding for you, progressing smoothly. This gets to be effortless. Everything gets to come to you on a silver platter. Yes, 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 yes. Full agreement for more. That is incredible. And when you are in your mind or you're talking to a friend or whatever, skip over the hardship story. I promise you it will make a difference. Words are spells. It will make a difference. Start talking about how easy things are, how effortless they are, how things just come to you on a silver platter. It was literally just handed to me. Everything I want is handed to me. There's no effort involved in it. I just get to receive these things. This is how my life is for me. Are you getting the sense of it? Are you getting the vibe? Are you feeling into it? That's what we want to do more of. All right. I think that was a good teaching moment for us all. And don't get me wrong, it's like, it is one of the most difficult things to not talk about. People like to justify things. Don't justify anything. Don't justify anything. I'll tell you a quick story. I was hanging out with my neighbors. This was a while ago. And the wife was telling me all of these reasons why she wants to get support with her house. Like why she wants to have someone like a housekeeper come and help her with the housework. And she's giving me all these reasons and justifying. And I stopped her in the middle. I said, there's absolutely no reason why you need to justify this. If you want it, you can have it. You don't need to sell me on it. And she was like, yeah, I do that a lot. And I'm like, great, stop. You don't need to. You don't need to. You just get to want things and have them and live a good life. It's not that deep. So of course, I'm not doing that with everyone all the time, but I was like, she needs a little shakeup in what's being reflected here. Because too many people are met with just complacency and acceptance when they start justifying things. And then I come in here and I'm like, you don't need to justify anything. That's absurd. You just get to have it. And sometimes having that awareness is really helpful. Your struggle does not justify your ability to receive or the worthiness of receiving. Hardship and struggle is not something that you want to facilitate energetically. It's not something that you want to foster, because then it's going to be something that you perpetuate in future situations if you don't just stop talking about it. So that is why I am a stickler. And all of my clients know this. They'll start telling me, like, building up, and I'll say, knock it off. Stop. Nope. No. No more of that. Just tell me how easy it was. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I can just facilitate ease, not hardship. I'm giving you cheat codes to going really fast in life, mind you. Okay, let's see what's going on this week. The world, this came up in the newsletter last week. What's coming together? This energy to me, because there's like this elemental aspect of this card, like things really coming together. All of the circumstances, all the people, all the situations, all of the resources, all the things, the stuff, the whatever is all coming together. But let me see. Let's look a little deeper. Page of Cups. Be cool not knowing how. Be cool with the naivete this week. roll with it. It's all coming together. I don't know how. I don't need to know how. I just know it will. And that's what the Page of Cups is all about. This is the naive, childlike perspective of, I'm just going to fantasize about this. I'm going to daydream about it. I'm going to whatever. Just because. I don't know any better. I'm not jaded. I just know this gets to be. I'm just going to get excited unconditionally. So the childlike perspective is good to embody that childlike sense of wonder, because it's not cluttered. It's not disturbed. It's not filled with all of the judgments from your critical mom or your, you know, sour dad or anything like that. It's not, there's no barriers. So the unconditionality in the childlike perspective is really helpful. And then what else? Try less. This has been coming up a lot. I'll tell you an experience I had recently that is reminding me of this card. Oh, by the way, I'm holding the Seven of Wands if you're listening on podcast. So I have been super, super, super active in my work. Like I have been working a lot out of pleasure, because I want to. I've been creating a lot. I've been putting a lot of things out. I've been just super active in my work. And it all came to a crescendo. I really needed a day off. I wasn't listening, and I ended up getting a migraine. As soon as I got this migraine, and when I do, it knocks me out completely. Like I can't look at any light, I can't have any sound. I just have to lay in bed, you know, take something and go to bed. That's the only thing I can handle. And so when this migraine came, I was thinking to myself, like, this is inconveniencing me. That was my original thought. And then I got this message from my editor. She was like, oh my God, all these orders are coming in, all these payments are coming in. And she reminded me, she's like, oh, look at that. You didn't have to lift a finger. And it was funny because it was like all of the things that I was doing or all of the things that I created really did pay off, but I wasn't able to fully see what was happening behind the scenes. I was not able to see how things were coming together until I got the migraine and I was just forced to rest. And I don't like to get to the place where I'm forced to, but I was overriding a need that I could feel within me. And so we're going to talk about this in the Ascent Masterclass, by the way, but there's this element of breathing that you want to consider, like that tension. You want to allow the situation to have a little bit of tension, and that is done by leaning back. So leaning back, or some people call it surrender, or shifting into the feminine position. There's like this push and pull that you do in order to create the polarity. And when you're leaning back is when things can actually find you. So it's not to say that there's not an active, like I'm doing things and I'm setting up systems and I'm, you know, committing to something. That can occur. But then there's also a moment when you want to lean back. And for me, it just so happened to show up in the form of a migraine. Not pleasant, but that's how it is. Or that's how it was for me. So the Seven of Wands is really emphasizing the lean back part. Don't spin your wheels in the mud. Really emphasize ease here. And that will be really, really helpful. So the story is, things are coming together, even if you don't know how. Things are being delivered. They are coming to you. Take a childlike perspective. Don't feel like you need to know how. It is not your responsibility to know the mechanical parts of how. Even if you're implementing a strategy of some sort, you can relax around the exact way. So take a childlike approach to trusting and knowing that things are coming together, and relax. Don't try so hard. Don't effort so much. You don't need to spin your wheels in the mud. Chill. Know. Take action when it's inspired, but it's safe to relax. All right. That is a wrap, everyone. Don't forget the Ascent Masterclass. It is free. It is this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Check it out. Sign up if you want to come to the live viewing. And Slut Magic happening on Friday. We are doing the Holy Plastic, the big body modification module. Mental Mold Workshop happening January 10th. Astral Playground happening on Thursday. Although we do it every week. So you've got there's lots of stuff happening in my world. And if you haven't watched Cosmic Weather, personally, I like the January Cosmic Weather a lot better because it's more specific, but I do have the 2023 Cosmic Weather as well. It's out now on YouTube or my podcast, wherever you listen. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much, everyone. I will talk to you later. Have a beautiful, beautiful week.